Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I get my news from Al.
Squawk box.
From Al? Al Jazeera.
Oh, yeah, Jazeera. You've been with Jazeera from
I interned with them.
We are just in the get-go stages.
Hey, who
of
are you?
Al Jazeera.
Would you like to tell everybody what we did the other day? Come over to the microphone here.
We went fishing and we caught two huge bass.
They were big, weren't they?
Uh-huh.
We caught them all.
If on 60 Minutes at one point Morley Safer said, come on over to the microphone.
Excuse me, General, can you, General.
Ambassador.
General, stop jumping. Stop.
Was it a weird war for you, Ambassador?
Ambassador, can you stop jumping in place?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We have something special. Yesterday in the O'Mara household was a very special day because my son, even with distance learning,
yes.
And you know how they do graduations from preschool and graduation from kindergarten.
Of course, everybody gets a certificate.
He completed kindergarten. And,
oh, that's great.
I thought it would be appropriate to... sit down with him this morning and get his commentary, which was difficult. He was not in the mood to chat. He was not talkative to pry things out of him. Last night, we went to the Walmart, Carla did, and stop dinging me, Oscar, please, please. Oscar's not here.
Now, you said in the past that your son is not a morning person.
Well, he's a morning person. He can be cranky occasionally, but by and large, he's okay. He just is, he's up earlier than both of us. He comes into the bedroom, steals mommy's phone, and watches kids opening toys. That's what he does in the morning. And,
he's a
phone thief. Carla's got a phone for her regular phone and her business phone.
Right.
And so she's, and it's pandemonium in the O'Mara household today. Because Carla's going back to work and we're a one car family. I have to give her a ride. I'll be opting to scoot out early because I didn't know we were going to start late, but the guy that's responsible for that hasn't gotten here yet.
I'm sure.
Yes. Eastern Sports Network. Amen. All hail ESPN. FU ESPN. But anyway,
Mike, that's broadcasting is a business driven on deadlines and no one knows this better than ESPN.
Yes, amen. Yeah, last minute ESPN. I shouldn't slam him, but I don't deal with him. So anyway, I decided that Carla was going out to the Walmart to pick up some groceries because there's no better place to get preservatives than Walmart. And she went to the Walmart and she said, I said, okay, Carla. Oh, she's not around. She's getting ready. I'll talk about that later in the show.
Big day.
Well, it's a nervous day. To be honest with you, I think she brought up the cake and I said, get him a toy. Get him a toy for the last day of kindergarten.
Right.
He's been wigged out. It's been distance learning. And so, I have a sweet story about our fishing trip, which I never got to yesterday on the show, where we were driving back together, father and son. But I thought it would be cool to do this. And then this morning I said, well, if we're going to talk about Michael and graduating kindergarten, I might as well do a little interview. And I would evaluate this. I've had him on the air a lot of times, live, and also I've had him recorded on the air. This is a recording, and maybe one of the worst I've ever done, in my humble opinion.
Well, listeners say that.
Well, he's little and he's cute, but at the same time, he starts to get into his real personality.
Yes.
At the end of the interview, he starts to get himself really, really wound up. But in any event, it was a good day for him. And, hopefully there will never be another year like this. Hopefully it will not be distance learning. And we'll see what happens with that. But without further ado, this is the post-graduation of kindergarten and my interview with Michael O'Mara.
Hey, everybody. This is Mike O'Mara here with Mike O'Mara. And yesterday was a very special day for my son, Michael. It was graduation day from kindergarten. Pretty unusual year for you, right?
Uh-huh.
It was a little different because a lot of the year you didn't spend in school. You can talk.
I don't know what to say.
I'm just asking you questions. Was it weird doing the distance learning?
Mm-hmm.
And a little awkward, right?
Yeah.
So next year it's on to first grade, and looks like you're probably going to be in the classroom. Are you looking forward to getting back to school?
Yeah.
What are your plans for the summer? What do you want to do?
I don't know.
Would you like to tell everybody what we did the other day? Come over to the microphone here.
We went fishing, and we caught two huge bass.
They were big, weren't they?
Uh-huh.
We caught them all.
I caught you a delicious bass.
Off the
Wouldn't
bridge,
it be great if there? Oh, I'm sorry. If on 60 Minutes at one point, Morley Safer said, come on over to the microphone.
Excuse me. General, can you? General.
Ambassador.
General, stop jumping. Stop.
Was it a weird war for you, Ambassador?
Ambassador, can you stop jumping in place for a second, please? Stop spinning. Stop spinning. We want to finish the interview.
So you want to do some more fishing?
Yeah.
You want to go to Bass Pro Shops with me today?
Yes.
So did we do any special things for your graduation from kindergarten?
Mom got me a cake and you got me two jet fighters.
Pretty nice. Cool, huh?
Uh-huh.
So what else is going on in your life? Are you looking forward to the summer?
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, is there anything you'd like to tell our listening audience? This is a tough time for people with COVID, as you know, and lots of protests in the streets. Do you want to tell everybody just to be happy, or any messages from Michael to the listening audience? Or nothing, because your mouth is closed? I'm just curious.
I don't know what to say.
Well, you're feeling the pressure of being interviewed, but you know what? You say a lot of really...
You know when he lays that on me?
Yes!
When he says...
I don't know what to say.
I feel abusive. I feel almost like...
You got to push him. You got to push him.
I feel like I
don't know what
to
say, Mr. Pelly. I don't know.
You got to push him.
Yep. Oscar has arrived. Welcome.
Thank you, Oscar. Appreciate it.
I got to leave early, though, because I got to take Carla to work with one car.
Mike, we can totally take care of it. Thank you so much for covering.
I will do that today, and we'll talk about it later in the show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like I'm pushing him, but it's not... Look. They're all going well because it's cute to hear his voice. But this one, I give this one on a scale of 10. I'm giving this one a 3 today.
Oh, wow.
But let's listen. I think he finishes a little stronger than he started.
Good.
Back to my son.
Really, really smart things. You like people, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Anything else you'd like to add? Who's your favorite person in the world?
Dad and Mom.
Oh, that's very sweet. Well, you're our favorite person in the world, too. Is there anything else? Any words of wisdom you'd like to give the listening audience?
Goodbye, duty.
That's all you have to offer?
Now, see, that's his one trick thing, and he's going to the crutch.
He can get you, though.
Yeah, that's when Steve Martin used to close with, I'm a wild and crazy guy, or me.
Right.
That's his
catchphrase. He's 6 years old.
Yeah. He's always keeping it fresh.
He's got a crutch.
Always keep it fresh, baby.
Yeah.
You know?
I hope he says goodbye duties until he's 21.
Well, maybe he will.
When he does his valedictorian speech.
Maybe he will. Got about a minute, a painful minute left. Let's listen.
No,
is goodbye duties after all this time?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm going to end this interview pretty soon. Is there anything else that you would like to say?
Now, in fairness to my son, the interviewer is lazy. The interviewer is that.
He's
there
tired.
If you're well, I'm always tired. I'm 61. I'm going to be 61. I'm always tired. When an interviewer says, "Is there anything else you'd like to say?" or "How do you feel?" or "What's the mood?" You know, it's lazy. It's like, you know what it is? It's like Aaron Burnett. It's like Aaron Burnett.
Too funny.
It's like Aaron Burnett on CNN. I consume CNN on a regular basis, and Aaron Burnett is the luckiest girl in the world. She is the luckiest woman,
the luckiest gal
just in the world.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm watching Aaron Burnett, and I'm like, I'm a little ramped up with
sure.
Well, let me finish the interview, then I'll tell you about Aaron Burnett, because I don't want to interrupt.
To the kids out there, and don't say duties to the kids. What about the little kids out there?
Mm-mm.
Nothing?
I don't know.
You know? Well, that's okay if you don't know, but you're jumping around, and are you looking forward to getting your dog?
Yeah.
Would you like to say anything more? This is a very difficult interview. It's like prying information out of you.
I can't do this.
You talk a lot. You can't do this?
I can't
is
do
it
this.
Too much pressure?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You're a smart kid. I don't care if you talk or not. I just like having you around. I think it's great because Daddy's got to do a show, and I'm going to play this on the show today. Uh-oh, you're leaning into the microphone. Oh, you're doing an evil face.
Oh, boy. Right there. Is that what you're doing?
It's alive.
That's good.
Okay, like on that note, say goodbye to the listeners.
Goodbye, duty.
There you go. We'll talk again.
Good for him.
See, the thing I got out of that was it's alive. Yeah, by the way, so when I get frustrated watching television, and it's no secret. I'm not going to make a secret of what I watch. Yes, I watch the left-wing press. I watch the fake media, as they are called, by our peanut head presidents. I watch the left stuff, but I watch CNN. Primarily, I watch CNN. And CNN, to me, gives me the information I need. And yes, CNN has evolved into, or some might say devolved, maybe not me, into punditry. I get it. But Aaron Burnett, I have thought this for quite some time. Aaron Burnett, who came from, not Carol Burnett, Rob.
What's that?
It's not Carol Burnett.
Are they related?
No, they are not. No, it's...
Does
it's
she
not,
do the charwoman character?
No, no, not even close. So Aaron Burnett, I'm watching this with my wife last night. I forgot what time she's on. You can maybe bring up the lineup of CNN. You got your Aaron Burnett, who's handed off by the little guy, Wolf Blitzer. Hands it off to Aaron Burnett. Aaron Burnett hands it off to Anderson Cooper. Anderson Cooper hands it off to Chris Cuomo. And then Chris Cuomo hands it off to Don Lemon. And there's a lot going on in the news, so I'm watching it a lot. I'm a news junkie. I watch that. Aaron Burnett, for the longest period of time, I believe, because the camera does not lie, I believe that Aaron Burnett really doesn't care. Right? Aaron Burnett is doing... You get the intensity from...
There's no true emotion from her broadcast.
There's none.
No.
Yeah, there's Zed. True. There's Bagel.
Facts.
There's just... interview, talking head. Yeah. I love Lamp. So I do a deep dive on Aaron Burnett last night because I'm frustrated. I say, why isn't she engaged with all this horrible stuff going on in the world? And I see that she's been on The Celebrity Apprentice. And at that point, I kind of go, okay, well, there you go. That might
be
the reason.
Maybe it's just all about fame for her.
Maybe it is. You know what? Maybe. Who knows? But I don't know. I'm not in the woman's body. I don't know. I have no idea. All I know is that she doesn't give me that meat that I like.
Yeah,
okay? Rachel Maddow gives me too much sometimes because Rachel Maddow gets apoplectic, and I'm not a fan.
I've been trying to teach Shannon about the news outlets. Mm-hmm. And There's the look.
It's like, do you see the picture, Oscar? I'm sorry. I hate to interrupt you. Look at the picture. Rob, just a little bit closer.
Yeah.
If you can. Maybe you could tilt it down. And
she kind of looks like a younger version of my mom.
So you go into the bureaucratic office and you say, my house is burning. Keep that same picture, Rob.
Yeah. Okay,
keep that same picture. My house is.
No, we got nothing.
Hold on. Sorry.
All right. So you go in there and say, all right, now turn it down. Now, when I say just face down, and then you're going to lift it up. We're going to do that little game here.
Face down, lift it up. Yeah, there
you go. So like that. My house is burning down, ma'am, and I don't know what to do. Then she looks at you with those dead
eyes. No emotion.
That's the look.
Yeah.
That's the look where it's just like.
Beautiful eyes, though. Look at that. Really
stunning eyes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's stunning. But so I did the deep dive, and she just frustrates me.
Blue eyes.
I don't get my meat and potatoes out of that.
I was trying to teach Shannon about world news. And I said, look, this is Univision. You're not going to understand it, so don't worry about going to that channel. This is CNN. Slightly left. They try to be in the middle.
More left than they've ever been. And when I say more left, more politically active than they've
MSNBC,
been. More critical of the current administration than they've
ever been. All the way left.
Right.
Though I like seeing Brian up there once in a while on the 11th hour. That's good for me.
You know, we try to watch in the O'Mara household and file my wife into the category of never forget.
That liar.
There is not to this day.
Yeah.
It was a dark day in our history, Mike.
Their election coverage is, I think, pretty snappy. I think Brian Williams, who was, before he lied like a dog, was a network anchor, and Carla has not forgiven him for lying like a dog.
He was a network darling, Mike.
A network darling. Yeah, the only reason that he's still on and wasn't kicked to the curb completely is because of his cred.
Yeah.
He was the anchor.
Or a long-term also contract in place.
There's that. And don't forget, his daughter was Peter Pan.
That is true.
Yeah, and that was the worst Live television show.
I said, Fox, too right to be impartial. So I went there. I said, you know where you can get your real, real meat and potatoes? Fox Business News. They tell you what's going on in the market.
FBN?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what a lot of people watch down here.
Oh, really?
Fox
Are
Business
they political?
News.
I thought they're more just business.
I really don't watch them enough to know, but I know that there's... I think that you will get people in the financial television business skewing right based on the very nature of the animal.
I
and by the way,
Bloomberg,
like CNBC, that's the business side of NBC. That's where Aaron Burnett hails from.
What is the squawk? And I said, don't worry about it, Peach.
Squawk box.
Let Papa take care of it. You I take get most care of my, your stuff, I take
I
care
get
of
my news from Al.
Squawk box. From Al?
Al Jazeera.
Oh, yeah, Jazeera. You've been with Jazeera from
I interned with them.
We are just in the get-go stages.
Hey, who
of
are you?
Al Jazeera.
Yeah. So I'm watching, what I love now, my thing to do is if I love somebody or I dislike somebody, I do a deep dive. I don't know, where's that coming from? And you can occasionally sleuth your way to a very generalized, assumptive picture of the individual broadcaster. And when I went into the wiki on Aaron Burnett, I popped in and Carla's, by the way, you know, she's sampling skin products. So her nose is into her business like you wouldn't believe the last 48 hours because she's going back to work, which I'll talk about later. I'm nervous about it. So she's got her nose in this thing and I go, aha. And she looks over at me and she goes, what? I said, aha. She was on The Celebrity Apprentice. That's why she doesn't care about General Mattis slamming the president for doing that unconstitutional thing he did. She goes, are you done? Yes, I am. And she goes back into her phone, and that's
nice
the way
to be
it goes.
Supported. So.
It's tough.
How did she do on The Apprentice? Did you find that out? Did she advance
pretty
far?
No, I didn't do that deep a dive. I make that connection.
We let it
if
go
they're
out
on
that
show,
surface level.
If they're on that show, they've got a connection to...
Yeah, if she would have won, we would have known.
To small hands. Yeah, they do that.
She gets booted out early, I imagine.
Right.
But maybe we're wrong. We can find out. Mike, if you don't mind, I know that I'm late, and I apologize for that. I'm trying to get the word out that I can't do anything in the mornings, but somehow they always reel me back in, Mike.
I-A-A-Y.
Yes.
It's all about you.
It's all about me. There's a listener on our member forum. Where he wrote an open letter to the team saying that he would like to cancel his bonus subscription because we're talking about what is the current human condition and it draws anxiety to him. I would like to say a couple words, if it's okay, just with tactful.
Yeah, go ahead.
I would say to anybody that is upset about us just being who we are and being honest and the fact that we're going to talk about it. If you got to go, you got to go, but kindly f off.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, we get that. We get that from, you know, and then did you do a deep dive on them like I will normally do and see where it comes from?
My hope is that for the few that leave, that those that support double down on their support. Because look, am I going to play the race card? I am. I never see a minority write, I just can't talk about this right now. I'm going to go with our listenership.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're never brown, black. They're never just saying, hey, I got to punch out because I'm uncomfortable talking about everything that's going on in the world.
Because they don't like what we're saying
right now.
Right.
They don't like what we're saying. They don't.
So
they can mask it under anxiety
and COVID-19.
You're masking anxiety because you're not dealing with the problem at hand right now that's putting phenomenal young people, black people, brown people. I had tears in my eyes watching some of these gatherings around this great nation where peaceful protests were happening. Yes, there are brush fires. There are moments where the police clash with individuals. It's going to happen when you get mass protests.
Agreed.
It's going to happen. But by and large, how proud am I of people that, you know, take the Floyd situation out of it, and we are moving now into the issue that we need to address in this country, which is systemic racism.
Long time.
And yes, white devils, myself included, that's going to probably make some people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Well,
as they say, Mike, anxious. It makes them anxious.
Makes them anxious. Good, it should.
Good, yeah.
All is not right with the world in your white communities. You got to be aware of the fact that there is long-term suffering. It is not the same deal. It is not the same deal no matter what level of education an African-American achieves, no matter what stature he achieves. If he goes on to the streets of New York City, he's going to get a different experience than white people, period. Forever.
Realize,
and by the
this.
Way, back 30 years ago with Rodney King, almost 30 years ago, nothing changed after that.
Mm-hmm.
When they were guys sitting there, you know, having batting practice on a guy. It's not going to change until maybe now. Yeah. And your anxiety, I welcome. Your discomfort.
By the way, that anxiety, we all feel, man. We all feel.
Yeah. And by the way,
different degrees.
A little door opened in 2016, where a very, 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 very small number of Americans said, oh, look who's president.
Yeah.
It's okay for me to be me. And guess what, holes? It's not okay. And you know what's happening right now? And hopefully it's going to be wrapped up in the next year or two. I really hope that the tidal wave continues. I'm sensing, and I think a lot of people might be sensing with all these people in the street, that the tide might be ripe for a little change in the way we do business as usual, where the pressure of the people, that's what murder charges upgraded from third degree to second degree murder and then arresting the other three cops. That's public pressure. Yeah. That's the people in the streets. That's social justice. That's working. And if you feel anxiety and you feel uncomfortable, may I echo the sentiments of my compatriot, Mr. Santana, because you know what, Oscar? There's one thing Oscar does, and I'm going to tell you this, okay? Oscar's sometimes a monster, but he's a really good monster in this way. Oscar does a lot of things, but what Oscar watches, much like my old radio partner, Oscar smells trends.
Mm-hmm.
All right? He's a good guy. He's sincere. I know his personal politics, but he doesn't like to put them on the air very often. But Oscar knows that the time is right now to get behind this movement.
Again,
because
the right
I
side.
Sense that. I really
it's
believe
right
it, Oscar.
Thing, it's the right thing to do.
It is the right thing to do. People are smartening
and
up and
Mike,
getting behind it.
And look, for the listeners that are having trouble with this, I you know me. I don't like to do
you don't like
that's
to say goodbye
business.
To a listener.
That's bad business. That's right. Mike's thing, not my thing.
Yeah, I'm a bad businessman. I am. By the way, there was a time when it wasn't cool because it was chasing people away.
Right.
And unfortunately, we passed the critical point.
The live shot was happening. I'm seeing this post. And I'm like, and I start writing, right? I'm like, I'm typing, I'm deleting, I'm typing, because I'm basically want to tell this guy. And I said, no, I'd rather just say on the show.
Right.
Like, you know how to unsubscribe, and you know how to subscribe. It's super easy. Mm-hmm. No need for the manifesto either way.
Oh, they love manifestos.
We can have fun, and we can also talk about the issue of the day. I looked last night, and there's a guy, it might have been L.A. or it might have been D.C., I'm not sure where it was, and there's a guy that's really starting to get over the top with his sign, all right? And by the way, you can scream and yell and do that, but he's getting a little bit to the point where the arms are waving, and a buddy of his says, hey, chill, this is what it's about. Yeah. And I got this immediate sense of, If these kids, and most of them are, these are a lot of young people that are in the streets right now. If these young people are savvy enough as a collective right now to say, no, the worst thing you can do right now is to confront in a violent way, is to throw something or do it. If you're just going to get your people out in the streets and kneeling and sitting and confronting, you're doing it. It's working.
Yeah.
It's working. This is what it's all about. We have the right to go out in the streets and protest. There is nothing the man can do about it. What he did the other day was illegal. What he did the other day, he is being called out on by some of the most fearsome generals in America. Some of the greatest heroes we've ever had. Politics aside, the former Secretary of Defense, wrote the most articulate piece in the Atlantic magazine where he's talking about how wrong it was that the president did this for, as he says, quote, a bizarre photo op. So if you feel angst, I got news for you. It's time. Yeah. I'm uncomfortable.
We all do.
I get uneasy when I see an African American that's shouting and screaming. It should make me feel uneasy. They're not happy with the situation. A man standing up and saying that, he is not happy with that. That is good. That is healthy. Change needs to come to this. We got to get It's 2020, baby. We got to chuck this crap out.
Mike, I don't know if this has made news in Florida because it is more of a local thing, but it is a big local thing for a Virginia guy and a guy who lived in Richmond. Governor Northam today is going to announce that they're taking down the statue of Robert E. Lee in Richmond. Now, this,
oh my God, we're going to have to get Haley Barbour to come in and talk about who are we going to replace Haley Barbour with? I forgot it was a new governor. We were going to have a modern governor.
Oh, wasn't
maybe
it the
Governor Kemp?
I think it was the guy from Georgia, the guy that didn't know that.
I just don't understand. Well, that is the most blasphemous thing I've ever heard. We're taking down Robert E. Lee.
But, you know, I remember when I was on the radio in college making fun of Richmond's Monument Avenue, calling it the Boulevard of Losers because they had statues of Confederate generals up and down. We called it the Boulevard of Broken Dreams. We right. made fun of it. And that was, you know, back when Virginia was still celebrating Lee Jackson King Day. Fact right. that they celebrated Martin Luther King and two Confederate generals on the same day. It's yeah. not a
because
forward-thinking
the, because
state.
The white folk that think the Confederacy was A-OK and right. slavery was A-OK did not like the idea of honoring a black man. By the way, where do you think Trump came from?
Mm. Exactly.
He didn't like the idea that a black guy was president. We speak to truth here. And I'm sorry. As far as I'm concerned, I am so energized and encouraged right now by these wonderful kids that yep. are in the yep. streets.
Oh, you see 16 and 17-year-olds that are like yeah. saying, cool it. Let's do
yeah.
this.
Chill
it's
out.
Great.
Because and by the way, and that's my message to these protesters, too. You don't throw stuff. You try to look. You don't put yourself in harm's way to try to stop looters that are going to loot in some cases, whether they, they're stopped or not. They're going to do that. But, you know, if you can, you slow people down. If you can, you form a human chain in front of a store.
Right.
And, there's so much good happening right now. I think it's starting to I feel like this is long before any kind of election. I feel a sense right now that there's a tremendous amount of silence from that group, that they are being pushed back into their hole, their racist hole. They're being minimized. That's the sense I get from watching it. Mm-hmm. And when I'm joking about Aaron Burnett, yeah. I get a tremendous amount of satisfaction by watching the news now and hearing them speak the truth about what's going on and how bizarre it was. And it's like a daily basis now where the BS, and yesterday there were two things that happened yesterday. It was the letter from James Mattis about Trump and what he did the other day, pushing down the protesters and tear gassing the protesters. But the most recent one was when Kaylee, K-A-Y-L-E-E-I-E-I-G-H-E-E-I-I.
McEnany.
McEnany. Where across. Nanny. Christian. Get up there. There she is. By the way, I consider myself a Christian, too. Believe it or not. Raised Catholic. My mother, a very devout Catholic. I just don't right. wear,
I don't,
like Laura Ingraham,
I,
a cross around my neck every day.
I don't find her so off-putting for some reason.
Oh, I know why. I know why. Rob, Oscar said, but we'll get in trouble if we do that. So yeah. She comes out yesterday. She comes out, and this was, it was described
she
as desperate
so
spin.
Attractive. I don't. When she talks, oh man,
a rare
misogyny.
You're a smoke
double
show.
Dip.
I'm gonna let. Yeah. You, I'm gonna let you say what you say.
That's
even
right.
though it doesn't make any sense. I'm just
well,
gonna let you
yesterday,
talk.
Yesterday, the
nice
great
cross,
source of comedy.
Baby.
When you compare the president and what he did to Winston Churchill,
makes no sense.
You're
no
going
sense.
To get it's desperate spin
yeah.
and it's blowback. Immediately,
or President Bush throwing out the first pitch after 9/11.
They showed showed those mm-hmm. moments right there. Do you remember the Yankee Stadium? He throws
yes.
He throws a strike, a perfect strike, and it aggressive. I remember.
Yeah,
I remember being a Democrat. I wasn't a Bush supporter, and I remember how great being in New York City I felt, and that connection I had to New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I remember how great that felt. We were all together. We're gonna get
yep.
there again. We're going to get there again. If you're uncomfortable, you feel anxiety right now, embrace your anxiety because it's times they are a-changing.
Yep.
I swear to you, I feel more hope for that than anything. And I'm not talking about politically. I'm talking about the idea of people in the streets putting the pressure on power to affect change. And that is exactly what they did in Minnesota. And that's why they upgraded the charge against that guy. And I don't care what was in his system, and I don't care what the autopsy result was. It doesn't matter to me.
You're right.
He kneeled on his neck. He didn't need to do that. And the fact that they're charging people, this is good. This is healthy. And this is going to be resulting, hopefully, in better people in positions of power in the long run. Look, am I overly idealistic about it? Yeah, I've always been overly idealistic, yeah. But I don't
Mike,
care.
Mike, hold on
right
to your
now,
optimism.
I want to feel good.
Hold on to your optimism. It's all we've got. That's what we've got right now.
I just respect these people. Stay peaceful. And yes. By the way, recruit 50 of your friends and stay peaceful. And you do it every night.
And buy the bonus show.
That's right. And a t-shirt.
And we need someone who might think what we're saying has, Oh, and by the way, something very special we're going to talk about on the show coming up for you. Yeah, but if you're not a bonus, and you don't have to be a bonus subscriber.
No.
But you can join us, and that was good. I just feel great.
Ah.
I think oh, look at those. Oh, I see. I need some clamps. We got to start the show. Yeah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I don't know why Dion's going out with a high school boy. They're like dogs. You have to clean them and feed them. And they're just like these nervous creatures that jump and slobber all over you.
Ew! Get off of me! As if.
Should all oppressed people be allowed refuge in America? Amber will take the composition. Cher will be pro. Cher, 2 minutes.
So, okay. Like right now, for example, the Haitians need to come to America. But some people are all, what about the strain on our resources? But it's like when I had this garden party for my father's birthday, right? I said RSVP because it was a sit-down dinner. But people came that, like, did not RSVP. So I was, like, totally bugging. I had to haul ass to the kitchen, redistribute the food, squish in extra place settings. But by the end of the day, it was like, the more, the merrier. And so, if the government could just get to the kitchen, rearrange some things, we could certainly party with the Haitians. And in conclusion, may I please remind you that it does not say RSVP on the Statue of Liberty. Thank you very much.
Amber, reply?
Mr. Hall, how can I answer that? The topic is Haiti, and she's talking about some little party.
Hello, it was his 50th birthday.
Whatever. If she doesn't do the assignment, I can't do mine.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cher.
Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Wow, I got ramped up there. That just gets the blood flowing. Man, do I feel good.
Feels good, though, doesn't it?
You didn't expect me to come in and tell people to F off, right?
No, it's fun.
Well, I guess the key is like, yeah, we're going to make you laugh, but we're also going to talk about what's happening in the world and in our lives. And this is the mark of our...
Mike, this is what we do every F-Off Thursday.
There you go. It's F-Off Thursday. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, from Cushing, Oklahoma to Yerington, Nevada. And by the way, a long time ago, somebody taught me to say Nevada, not Nevada.
Nevada.
You want to know somebody that knows the area, they're going to say Nevada. Southern Shores, North Carolina, Beverly Hills, California, where Cher was from.
Yes.
In that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Flower Mound, Texas, Nha Trang, Vietnam, the Mike O'Mara Show on right now. Brought to you by Noom. Crash diets, they're temporary. If you want to keep those pounds off, you got to work on the inner government. That's
right.
Why we love Noom. Noom teaches you why you do the things you do and gives you the tools you need to ditch bad habits and replace them with better ones. Noom is not a diet. It's a healthy and easy to stick to way of life. My favorite part is that Noom has one of the biggest food databases available. It is literally everything at a glance. Food tracking made easy. I love it. Ultra helpful when you're cooped up at home. It's the best. Oscar loves Noom. Carla loves Noom. Wow, you don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress.
Yes.
Sign up for your trial today. It's Noom, OOM.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS, and you are going to love it. My son came in during that commercial break right there just to let me know that he had cleaned his room.
Oh, that's sweet.
Mommy wasn't even there. He said he did it all by himself.
He's like a latchkey kid now.
Well,
no, what happens, mom is going to leave, and dad and son are partners.
All right, so.
What's the story here?
Yeah.
Okay, my wife goes to work today.
Yes.
She's going back to work today. I'm going to
ask you about her facials, Mike.
I'm about wigged out about it, to be honest with you. It's a up close and personal type of business. Mm-hmm. She will be wearing a mask. She will be, doing the best she can. It's completely
going to affect her tips. Let me tell you
It's going to. But was that? Did you say tips?
Yeah,
he said tips.
Okay,
tips.
Very, very good. I just believe that it's her call, and she's going to be as careful as she can be, and hopefully everything goes according
to
plan.
That's what I said about my mom, man. I'm telling you, they want to live their lives. They want to live their lives.
You know, I'm not going to sit here and say just because it's legal, because it's not just because it's legal and these businesses are legally opening. Why are you playing Rise at 5?
Got to get to work. Make it happen.
No, she said, I want to go back to work. I said, well, we need the money. It's a good idea for you to get back to work. But, you know, be careful. And she's going to be wearing a mask. And she'll be wearing a mask the entire time she's there. And then she'll be sanitizing after every person that comes in. And I said, and I'm such an idiot, because they said, Will the people that are getting their facials be wearing masks? I'm such an idiot. You know, the idea.
What if you put the goo in the mask?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Mike.
Yes.
Let's focus on the positive.
Now, remember that that discomfort that listener had expressed?
Well,
I'm about to experience it right now.
Quick side note.
I know I am.
People will have written us, I get anxious when Mike gets mad. I get anxious when Oscar's too much of a chauvinistic pig.
We make people anxious occasionally.
We do.
That's part of the show. It's Hot Talk Radio. Mm-hmm. But when you hide behind race relations and civil rights, that's where I draw the line. I draw the line there, right? I just can't. This is just happening. Now, back to COVID-19.
That gets the listener an F off.
Yeah, yes. Thank you.
On F off Thursday.
So
I understand.
So she's going back to work, and I'm for this.
Yeah.
Let's stimulate the economy. Let's make it work. When is it appropriate? Because I'm dealing with this myself, Mike, to realize that you're a one-car family, because that's what you are right now.
Yes,
right?
We are.
And your wife has some sort of income, God willing, in the next few months. At what month mark, is it 3 or 6, that you can say, look, now that you're making a few shekels, maybe you take over this car payment so I can get a car for myself?
It's funny, sometimes you do this, and Rob does the same thing. Sometimes I believe that both of you have a window into my soul. That might happen today, Oscar. who had 3 weeks without 2 cars?
Because it's driving me nuts.
It's nice that
Oscar
when he was
says ESPN called. Oscar says ESPN called. I'm going to be 15 minutes late, and I'm normally peep it up, but Carla's going back to work. I'm Mr. Mom on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturdays,
right.
And that's the way we're going to be living our lives. However, this is we have come smack dab up to the one car family situation, and it's a little uncomfortable. And as you know, there are a lot of opportunities right now in the automotive world.
Well, I was going to say, you know, when you were getting your son his toy last night, you probably could have gotten your wife a card that says, congratulations, you're going back to work, 72 months, 0% financing.
Who knows?
Yeah.
It's a strange time that we're living in. But I think that, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm right back to where I was. I don't know. I think that, I think that I am still ill at ease with the idea of her doing this, and she's taking the precautions that she can, but it's not. I think it's hand washing and a mask, and I also think that if somebody was chock full of the COVID and came in and was breathing on her for an hour facial,
wouldn't cancel with Carla. I'll tell you that much.
I think she's got a, and I've been very sensitive to that, and I've instructed her that when she does that, she goes and she lives in a hotel.
What if
Mike? That's Mike, all there is.
I'm sorry, Rob.
Yes.
What if this is a Tiger King situation?
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. It could
that she's trying to take me out with the COVID.
Oh, you know what? It's all coming together because what's going to happen?
Oh,
she's getting
God.
The new dog. Mike dies. She feeds him to the new dog.
Yeah, because you know, with my health profile,
Carla Baskin,
you know, even though I don't meet the 65 threshold, you know, with my weight,
yeah.
she breathes on me after she gets it. And what's so what was the situation? Well, Carla was asymptomatic. And Mike, however, was God. Into the Mike went into the hospital at 2 p.m., passed away at 2:13.
Why is Winslow at 8 weeks old 400 pounds?
All right. Well, anyway,
well,
that's
luck.
It. You know what yes. I want to talk about? So this whole thing started with the controversy of the president moving people out of the streets and walking across the street and showing how tough he was with a trip to the bunker, which he claims
yes.
he was just inspecting. And one of the things people don't know a lot about, love this song, is the bunker itself, which is not something that's been at the White House for a long period of time.
Right.
There is actually a bunker that was recently constructed, and Rob Spiewak has all the info on that.
So
I'm
pretty
kind
cool.
of curious. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike and Mary Show.
I can't be what I want to be.
Let's get to know our friend at KCJJ, Steve Bridges. Did you know that Steve has been on the air since 1965? That's nearly 100 years. He is a member of the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He got the nickname Captain Steve when he served at Pearl Harbor. Steve invented the phrase, the 10th caller wins. He wears glasses not for vision, but only to make himself look smarter. Steve played Mickey in the popular 1950s show Circus Boy. His cartoon-styled voice inspired the character of Joe Rocket. And he owns and operates the Mighty 1630 KCJJ, the terrestrial flagship broadcast home of the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009, which happens to be the best show on KCJJ. Thank you, Steve, and thank you, KCJJ. You are the best.
1630 KCJJ.
What? Happy 105th anniversary to Steve Bridges at KCJJ. He has been broadcasting, owned his station for about 73 years,
right.
but he's been broadcasting for 105 years. Absolutely incredible, and we salute him. We're going to call him tomorrow on the show.
Mike, a lot of people don't know this. When he founded his radio station, it was actually a newspaper because
right.
they hadn't invented
yeah.
radio yet. So he yeah. was able to roll it in to broadcasting, which
it was
nice.
A newspaper where they had to put each individual letter in the
yes.
press. And then have a guy go out on the Iowa streets with a bell and say, oyez, oyez, or hear ye, read all about it. All right, I mentioned that we were going to mention something exciting and new on the Mike O'Mara Show. I don't know if we've got music for this, Rob Spiewak, but
yes.
If we do, this is very special. Here's the question I have. Hey, do you like the Mike O'Mara Show? Sure, we all do.
Yes.
How would you like to be part of the action? Now you can, and from an appropriate social distance, introducing TMOS Talking Heads.
Nice. Like that. Like
coming
that.
Up on TMOS every Friday, Talking Heads. You'll have a chance to grab your computer, fire up your Zoom, and panel for a segment on TMOS. It's going to be fun. Some will be better than others. It can be embarrassing,
yeah.
but it's all you.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be wonderful. 20 minutes of you. Talk to the guys. Tell us what's yep. on your mind. Vent a little bit. And for one shining moment, be 25% of America's most beloved podcast. TMOS Talking Heads. We love it. Just shoot an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com with a few words about yourself and all of your contact info, and you may be hearing from us. A lot of people are going to want to do this. Get in line early.
Yes.
Early counts.
Yes.
The early bird gets
the
anaconda, if you know what I mean. Talking Heads, if all you want to do is zoom a zoom zoom and a poom poom, let us know. We look forward to seeing you. It's TMOS Talking Heads debuting tomorrow on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Spicy meatball.
That is a spicy meatball.
Why not, right?
right.
Tomorrow.
Hey.
So if you want to be on a Zoom call with us and one segment, not sure which one it'll be, and look. It's always fresh. It's always new. It could be a disaster. Yeah. It's up to you. I just rhymed.
That's a beautiful poem.
That's very, very exciting.
TMOS Talking Heads. That's what we're going with.
That's, yeah. Yeah, I did.
But we
Rob gave me 20.
Right,
thank you, Rob,
no.
For that.
We reserve
I
the right to say no.
Can I read the names that didn't make it?
Yes.
No, we're not, by the way, this is not first come, first serve. This is first come. We want to have some choices
for
first come, first serve.
Yes. Interviews.
Okay, the other names that we considered were TMOS Face Space, TMOS FaceTime, the TMOS Zoom Room, Be Our Guest, Young Sheldon, Face Invaders, Guess Who,
the Face Zoom Invaders. Boom. That's nice.
And This Is Us.
Well, it's... And then I came up with only one.
Talking Heads works.
Talking Heads works. Yeah, I love it.
You may say, this is not my beautiful life. But anyway, so the bunker.
Same as it ever was.
There is a speculation. There is speculation that the walk across the street and tear gassing and shoving rioters, protesters, shoving people down in the street was predicated on the report that the president was moved into a bunker on the previous Friday, a week ago, into the bunker for his own safety. He didn't like that. And I guess he wanted to show people. He's since come out and said, I was just inspecting it. Mike, I don't know whether that's true or not.
I have a quote from CNN.
Okay.
He said, they said, this is the president speaking, that he did only inspect the bunker. The president said, quote, they said it would be a good time to go down and take a look because maybe sometime you're going to need it. He went on further to say, I was only there for a short little period of time. It was more for an inspection. Here's the best quote. In his interview, Trump said, he'd visited the bunker previously. He said he'd been there 2.5 times.
He used the word tiny as well.
Yeah.
A tiny inspection.
A tiny inspection 2.5 times.
Tiny, little, short, of little duration, not a long time. So, there's,
I didn't know
by
there
the
was
way,
a bunker. I didn't know.
Well, here's the thing. Rob Spiewak came to us this week and mentioned that he's got an article and done a deep dive on the bunker. This thing was speculated about for a while. This predates the Trump administration, right?
Well, actually, Mike,
the construction.
What surprised me, there are two bunkers.
Okay.
And one has been around a long time. The first one is called the PEOC. PEOC, which stands for Presidential Emergency Operations Center, and that was built during World War II.
Is that where the Situation Room is?
I believe so, as a protective measure.
At CNN headquarters.
And that's also where Dick Cheney went during September 11th.
Where does the Constitution go? Same room?
No, the Constitution's at the archives.
Oh, but it drops. I feel like there's a big tunnel system that I'm not aware of. Like it drops.
Well, yeah, you've seen that. You've seen that in the Nicolas Cage movie,
yeah,
of course.
National Treasure.
But yeah.
All I have to say about the Constitution, thank God they made copies.
Yes. So, well, Mike, it's how we run our country.
Yeah, so when did they start? Do you have that in your article, when they started construction?
Yeah, but there's one thing I want to read
more.
About,
all right, I'll shut
about
up.
The
Go
PEOC.
Ahead.
Amazingly, the information is out there. We should all know this. Former First Lady Laura Bush talked about being evacuated to the PEOC in a book that she published in 2010. So the information's been out there, and I quote this. She says, Laura Bush, I was hustled inside and downstairs through a pair of big steel doors that closed behind me with a loud hiss, forming an airtight seal. I was now in the unfinished subterranean hallways beneath the White House, heading for the PEOC. We walked along old tile floors with pipes hanging from the ceilings and all kinds of mechanical equipment. It's designed to be a command center during emergencies with TVs, phones, and communications facilities. It sounds like a movie, doesn't it?
Very yeah, it cool. does. It
Very
does.
Cool.
It's scary.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's
anyway,
not really scary. I'm not scared. I think people use in America the word
but
scary.
Wasn't there,
scary.
I thought, no. So that's the original guy, right? Isn't there a new
that's
guy?
The original
guy.
Yes. The multi-level bunker, Oscar.
There we go.
Yes.
Multi-level bunker.
It was not in place for September 11th. However, September 11th inspired its construction. It was because of the 9/11 attacks, the Trump White House changing the rule of the game. This is a book. The author is named Ronald Kessler, spoke to the Washington Post and said this. After the 9/11 attack, the national security people recognized that that was not going to cut it, the PEOC. So that's just not sufficient. They were worried now about biological and radiological attacks. So they started construction that would protect the president in any situation, realizing that they could never evacuate him by automobile because the city is in gridlock when it's not under an emergency, it gets even worse. And they're afraid that it wouldn't be too risky to travel him by copter. So they started to build this thing. And you know what?
When did they start building it?
They began a large project in 2010. And I remember this. They were coaching it as a new visitor center.
Oh, for the Capitol.
Remember that?
Yeah, the Capitol Visitor Center.
I remember that. Big hush-hush thing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's the thing that's cool to me, is that they started this thing and didn't tell anybody what they were doing. I mean, I just think that's kind of
secret squirrel. I wonder if there's a manhole on the grounds that has a miniature version of that bunker.
Of Donald Trump.
Wouldn't that be special? Because no one else knows where that is except for the pictures on the internet.
In 2010.
I'm a rube.
It was a great story, though.
But it was a wonderful story. I was excited when I got there. Look at that. It's a manhole cover, and underneath it is another mini Washington Monument. This is like space stuff.
So as bad as the city is for commuters at any time, I remember back in 2010, they had all of that area essentially shut down. The General Services Administration began their large project outside the section of the White House where the Oval Office and the President's senior advisor's offices are located. It was a huge scale project, but the secrecy was amazing. They went to great lengths to keep the work secret. How about this? Not only putting up fence around the excavation site, but ordering subcontractors not to talk to anyone and to tape over logos of trucks that were going in and out of the White House so they could not be spotted and questioned later.
Wow.
So they had to work under the condition of anonymity to actually do the
digging. When did they finish it?
They finished sometime in 2011, and this is so funny. In 2011, the Washington Post had an article by Christian Davenport, and this is his quote. It's a bunker, right? It's got to be a bunker.
Because the visitor center, it looks kind of cool, but it's not like
it's not a 1 year construction. Yeah.
Did we hear anything about it during the literally during the entire Obama administration after it was finished?
We never heard about it now.
Well, Mike, it's like this will be too old for Oscar. But remember in The Great Escape, they had to get rid of all the dirt.
Yeah,
they were having trucks having to ship dirt out of the White House, anonymous trucks, because they dug down five stories deep into the ground.
Joe Biden put it in his pockets and had a little string, and he walked the yard. He walked the yard like Andy Dufresne.
Exactly.
That was his job back then.
Okay. It says, because of the security, little details are known, but here is what we do know. It is five stories deep into the ground with its own air supply and food supply. It is sealed off from the above ground area, and it's safe from nuclear attack. Radiation cannot penetrate the bunker because it has thick concrete walls and lead lining. The purpose is to serve as a command center and living headquarters for the president and staff members. The air supply is self-contained and has enough food to last for over 4 months.
What kind of food?
For him, cheeseburgers.
Thank you very much, David. That's fascinating. I love that.
But anyway, they still use the PEOC, but they do have this heavy duty model ready to go in case of nuclear attack.
I feel like if I'm part of the family, like I know I'm loved if I get to the big bunker.
I'm really sorry, Eric. Eric, the door's locked. I can't do anything about it.
Like meanwhile, he's put Jared Kushner in the Lincoln bedroom. Just wait here.
We'll take a break. No, Kushner gets to go with him. Eric's in the bedroom. Eric stays up in the bed. We'll take a break, and we'll come back. A nice palate cleanser about just what an idiot I truly am when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, homeowner extraordinaire. We'll take a break and be right back.
The UBS Evening News.
Howard's.
With Howard Beale.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a pandemic. You're upset and you're angry and you stare at your podcast player and you say, please don't take my Friday cocktail party or my shopping center or my bonus show or my steel Belgian radials. Luckily, you've got the Michael Berry Show and it's not going anywhere. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy. so we don't go out anymore. You've got to say, I'm a human being, goddammit. My life has value. And that's okay, because you can always go to your computer, open a window, and type MichaelBarrowShow.com. Do it. You'll be glad as hell, and you won't have to take it anymore. MichaelBarrowShow.com, making you as glad as hell. I must make my witness.
Oh. Thanks, Alex. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're seeing a lot of kids stuck inside. You know that.
Yes.
It's been a strange, strange time. They waste their days away. You do what you can. If you think it's impossible to get a kid to put down the cell phone or video game and do something that's good for their brain, you're wrong. It's very possible because I've done it myself. Take a second and talk about KiwiCo. Mm-hmm. It's really amazing.
So great.
I'd really like to tell you about it. A science and art subscription box for kids, tested by kids, more fun than any game they can play. And I was truly surprised by how much we both enjoyed it. I'm waiting for my next one now. My next box should be coming in a few days. Michael loves getting things in the mail. He loves doing it by himself. That's the new change with my six-year-old. I said, Dad, I'll do it. And I kind of let him go off and do it himself.
That's
when we played the Kaleidoscope kit, it was fantastic. He loved it. I love helping him, too. Each box has all the supplies needed for that month's project. All you need is an appetite for fun. KiwiCo, remember that name. They're redefining with hands-on projects. And they redefine play with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get your first month free on select crates at KiwiCo.com/TMOS. That's KiwiCo.com/TMOS. Okay, got time for a real quickie here.
Yeah?
I told you that I thought that I have a lemon house because of the appliances.
Yes. Oh, but I thought it was because of who you watch on CNN.
So I'm getting better, like the HVAC. We keep it here. It's so hot down here in Florida all the time.
How hot is it?
It's so hot, I saw a worm speed dialing his HVAC guy.
I know.
It is. We keep the temperature down here at 76, and we've saved like $100 off our electric bill, which
That's
is really,
awesome.
Really cool.
Yeah.
So we're happy about that.
76, it's brutal.
Well,
it's
no,
not,
you know what?
It's not when
not
you take the humidity out of it. When it's 94 outside on a regular basis, it's actually okay.
The average air conditioner is really only equipped to cool your house about 20 degrees cooler than outside.
Yeah.
You're taxing it otherwise.
Oh. Yeah. And we set it to 76.
I feel like that's like a cheap dad's line.
It was told to me by a home improvement guy. He said, if you're really in a 100-degree day, if you want your house to be 68, you're going to burn that sucker out.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And the bottom line is I'm perfectly comfortable. but if you remember the little liquid IV burp, the microwave blew up, and
yes,
a couple of other appliances have not done well. Oh yeah, the microwave blew up, then the regular oven blew up, and then the faucet was problematic, and we had to replace that. That was frustrating.
That.
Then we had the HVAC, which I had them come out and I had them check that. They said that needs a cleaning. Then we had the dryer that wasn't drying, and then we realized it had a clog. And then after the clog, it's like, oh, it still doesn't work. Then we finally got a guy that came out. Mm. They had to order a part. It's like 5 weeks later. Then they come in, they fix it. That's working okay now. So
good.
The other day, I'm sitting in the kitchen. And Carla was going out to her space that she has for doing her facials.
Mm-hmm.
And she is not working in a salon. She's got her own space that she's using right now. And the dishes were sitting there. And I said, okay, I'll do her solid. Because I got rained out yesterday for my busy day where my job, my second job, playing golf, was rained out. And so I got back to the house. It was pouring rain. And I decided I'm going to do the dishes. And one of the things she cooked the other night was something in a big pot, a big pan, a roasting pan.
Mm.
And it was nasty. And so I unload the clean dishes and I put in the dirty dishes. And then I tackle the hardware in the sink, which is the side. And I put the water on hot. And I'm sitting there and I'm waiting and it's a little warm and it's a little warm and it's,
tepid.
And it's just kind of like warm, tepid. And I'm like, it's on and on. I'm like, I look at it and I'm sitting there going, Jesus, again with this. I put the little spray attachment on. This is the new faucet we had put in. And so I go to check the hot water and I go into the laundry room and I turn on the hot water there. It comes out blistering hot. I said, well, there's some disconnect between the kitchen faucet and the rest of the hot water. But at least we haven't been cut off by our gas company and we have the hot water. So right. I'm sitting there and
You diagnosed it. That's great.
And I've got one of these big cookie sheets that she cooks some animal meat product on and a big roasting pan. And I just can't do this project without super hot water. There's just not the hot water when you're cleaning a fat covered dish. Rob, you do it every day.
All I know is that the hot water burns baby.
Oh no!
No, you need it to break down the fat. It's a combination of heat.
You need to do it. I can't do it, so I left it to the side. And she said she comes home later on with the little man. And, I usually get a nice payoff for that one. It's doing her a solid. My chore is to take the dog out and put the, pick the poop up and do that. She's the dishes and a lot of other things. She does more than I do in the house. She does.
Yeah, I don't believe that for a minute.
Thank you. So I'm sitting there and she said, oh, you did the dishes. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I said, hey, no problem at all. I said, listen, I hate to say Lemon House again. I said, I couldn't do the big pots because we got hot water. I tested it already, but we don't have the hot water at the sink. Mm. And she looks at it and then she says to me, what do you mean? I said, I turned the hot water on at the sink and it wasn't coming out. She said to me, where did you have the bar? I said, I had the bar down. She said, you lift the bar up to get hot water.
Mm. What happened to right and left? What happened to right and left?
It's a stick.
Oh, a stick.
Hot, cold. Mm. I had it here and it's hot. Mm.
So it wouldn't get hot because it was set to cold.
And I said, never mind.
Maybe she's got a lemon husband.
Yeah, I get a lemon. Idiot. She came over. She made me get up. She know I love to do. Get up and come over here. And it's like the steam's coming off the faucet with the water.
I had it in the wrong position.
Come here, Mike. Yeah. I want to show you something.
Look at, there's the hot water, you incredible moron idiot. Yes, sirree. College degree right here. Up is hot. Down is it. I think they could make it clearer. Just my opinion. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Duh. Don't know.
These are tough days. All this time spent cooped up with family
can be
tense. Makes you want to go out, run away, maybe disappear. Don't.
Don't.
Sit your ass down and stay home. Listen to Mike O'Mara and his boys. Shop on the banner. When all this is over, maybe we can visit Mexico.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Legacy Box. If you think it's time to watch something that is actually meaningful, how about your home movies?
Yeah.
Break out that box full of films and camcorder tapes and have them converted to DVD or digital. Huh? Come on. All right. You need Legacy Box. Do it. Legacy Box is a super simple mail-in service to have all your home movies and pictures preserved on a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud. So easy. You pack and send. Legacy Box converts everything by hand, and then you enjoy. And they take care of your stuff, and they let you know what's going on as well, Rob Spiewak.
I want to pull back the curtain. I know what campaign Legacy Box is going to start next week, but I want to tease it right now. Do you know what a great Father's Day gift this is?
Oh,
I would be out of my mind if my kids digitized more stuff for me. So great for dad. Easy. You don't even have to leave your house. Make dad know you care about your past. This is the way to go.
Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos, has helped over 750,000 families preserve their past, including the O'Maras, Spiewaks, and Santanas. I got old home videos put on a thumb drive, fantastic quality, very convenient to brighten your day. Legacy Box is currently offering an incredible 40% off sale. Prices start at just $34.99. Buy today to take advantage of this exclusive offer and send in your box when you're ready. Get started preserving your past today. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 40% while supplies last. Buy today to take advantage of this exclusive offer, then send it in when you are ready. Go to legacybox.com. That's legacybox.com/TMOS and save 40%. Do it while supplies last.
News!
Boo!
Yesterday, Barack Obama participated in a virtual town hall where he expressed support for the protesters and called for police reform. He told the young men and women of color, quote, "I want you to know that you matter. I want you to know that your lives matter, that your dreams matter. I hope that you also feel hopeful, even as you may feel angry, because you have the power to make things better, and you have helped make the entire country feel as if this is something that's got to change. You've communicated a sense of urgency that's as powerful and as transformative as anything that I've seen in recent years." Obama also paid tribute to the vast majority of those in law enforcement who share the goals of reimagining police. Noted that they have a tough job, but they have also been outraged, and they want to be part of the solution. And there are so many cops out there that do. And if there are cops that don't want to be part of it, well, let the chips fall. That's what I say to that.
I do enjoy when he speaks.
Yeah, it's nice so to hear good. From him once in
so
a while.
So good.
Photographer Mark Selinger, or Selinger, is auctioning off a bunch of his most famous celebrity portraits to raise money for COVID-19 relief, and several of them are new.
Oh, boy.
But they're classy. They're classy. He did the famous naked but covered up photo of Jennifer Aniston in 95. Oh, remember the one where she's kind of got her legs crossed? Phenomenal photograph. The black and white one where she's seated with her arms and legs. He also did a nude portrait of Julia Louis-Dreyfus that I just saw this morning. I'd never seen that before, where she's got, I think, the Constitution on her back. And,
yeah, it was a Veep thing.
It's lovely. Yeah. All three are up for sale, along with 22 non-nudes of celebrities like Kurt Cobain, Oprah, Jerry Seinfeld, Tom Hanks, Johnny Cash, Billie Eilish, Brad Pitt, and President Obama.
Wow. Hold on, I heard the Hanks was nude, I thought.
The Hanks is him, like, being thoughtful, and he's got a thoughtful pose, and then he's got chimp hands. On his face.
Oh,
like the
really?
Chimp, the chimp's going like this, and it's hysterical. It's really a cool picture. Jen posted about it on Instagram. Thank Mark for making her a part of it. She also explained where the money's going. All proceeds will benefit the National Association of Free and Charitable Clinics. They've been providing free coronavirus tests and medical care all across the country. The auction is called Rad Art for Aid. And it runs through next Friday on the Christie's Auction House website. Last we checked, the high bid on Jen's portrait was $8,000. So
that's great.
Yeah, they'll get
it'll
more.
Go up. It'll go up.
It'll go. Fox News host Sean Hannity and his wife Jill Rhodes have divorced after more than 20 years of marriage. Page Six has exclusively confirmed this. Hannity is 58. His former journalist wife is 57. They were married in 1993. They have two children, a son, Patrick, and a daughter, Mary Kelly. Friends of the former couple say they have been legally divorced for more than a year. Oh, he kept it a secret. They've been separated many years prior to that. You never heard about it, right? Isn't this the first?
Yeah.
I've never heard about it.
You think somebody would have sniffed this out beforehand.
Well, maybe his announcer, Scott Shannon, should have said something about it.
They have been apart for a decade. Now, here's single Sean Hannity.
Do you think he was scared that a divorced man would not play well out in Fox News?
Just a theory, but one that has plausibility.
Single Sean.
Tell no one.
It says rumors of the split were floating around prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, as Rhodes was not seen at various Fox News events alongside Hannity. So they're split.
I can't imagine not even wanting to be around Sean Hannity. I think, you know, what a fun guy.
It's unusual, though, for people in broadcasting to get divorced. That's very strange. A TikTok video on the right way to clean your teeth recently went viral. I like this story because did good. I did better than I did with the hot water. even if you brush, floss, and use mouthwash, you might be still doing it wrong, according to dentists. Here's the order to do them, and it matters. Most people who do all three brush first, then floss, then use mouthwash. I do not. The right way is the exact opposite of that. You rinse with your mouthwash first. I do. If you do it last, it washes away the fluoride from your toothpaste.
Okay.
If you want that fluoride to stay in the... but I do one thing that screws the whole thing up. Number two, you floss afterwards. That's what I do. If you're already doing it before you brush, you're doing that part right. Brush your teeth last. If you do it before you floss, some of the food particles that were between your teeth might still be in your mouth. Ooh. So brushing last is best. In the video, there's also a fourth step where they say to rinse with a whitening fluoride mouthwash at the end. But someone talked to an expert who said to skip that step. Don't rinse with anything, including water. I rinse at the end of the whole process with water. I'm going to stop doing that.
See, so I've got a three-step process. I don't use mouthwash, but I do floss, then I brush, then I eat Oreos.
Thank you. Between your teeth. Oscar, how do you do it?
Well,
I
go the Bolivian way, where we take some gravel, and then we swash with that. And then hopefully that works out with everything.
So nasty.
Gravel. Mom, I'm going down to the river.
The river. Even if there wasn't a pandemic making face-to-face contact risky, I think I'd still love this idea. A butcher in Rochester, New York is using... We love Rochester. We got a lot of listeners.
Oh, great
up there.
Place.
Love that part of the world. I got great people down here. The people down here from upstate New York crack me up. They have phenomenal senses of humor. That to me, that area up there in upstate New York, that's a comedy area. I think it's a cool place.
And Rochester has better internet than Buffalo.
Rochester, New York, a butcher is using a refrigerated vending machine to sell cuts of meat. And he says it's so popular, he has to restock it multiple times a day. I think this is a brilliant idea.
It's a great idea. Smart. Great idea.
He keeps it open 24 hours a day for people who want to buy some non-contact meat at off hours. And I think besides the contact thing, just on a convenience level, it's great. It's fantastic.
Mike, actually, I have tape of the butcher right here. This is the guy with the vending machine.
Used panty vending machines.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was Mac.
Thank you.
That's a different
Mac,
business.
Macintosh. And now, different ladies business. And gentlemen, a little something, a kicker with two jokes.
Oh, I love
not
it.
Not enough room for one joke. A 34-year-old guy named Billy Smith from Stoughton, Massachusetts, went to a grocery store last week, and someone saw him taking containers of almond milk off the shelves, opening them up, and peeing in them.
No!
Then he put them back on the shelves and took off. A security guard got his license plate number, and the cops arrested him the next day on charges of attempted poisoning, disorderly conduct, and vandalizing property. There's no word on why he decided to relieve himself in the almond milk, but my theory is he did it because it's made from nuts. Now I'll try the other one.
Okay.
There's no word on why he decided to relieve himself in the almond milk, but my theory is he did it to make it taste better.
It is terrible.
I go with B. I like B better because I don't like almond milk. Yeah.
Much better joke. That's it. The boys will finish the show. I am taking my wife to work.
Yeah.
The Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Let me see if I can do this while we are live on the air.
Turn off your video and...
By the way, hold on just a second. Come on. All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye,
thanks
Mike.
So much. It's been a real slice of heaven.
Hey, there he goes.
All right. Bye-bye. The two shot.
Oscar, let's do an audio vault.
All right.
After this.
For your consideration.
Brie, American, Gouda, mild cheddar, camembert, provolone, baby bell, parmesan, mascarpone, burrata, feta, ricotta, gruyere, asiago, gorgonzola, Havarti, Monterey Jack, Stilton, Swiss, Fontina, pecorino romano, and buffalo mozzarella.
She didn't name all of the cheeses, but she named enough of the cheeses. She's Madeline Masiello, the queen of cheese, only on The Mike O'Mara Show.
There's a reason I played that, and I'll tell you in a second. But first, Oscar, stars.
Stars.
Stars. They're just like us.
Yes, they are.
Do you know that Woody Allen still pumps his own gas?
Oh, God. Woody Allen should be in jail.
Alice Cooper is an usher at his church.
Oh, I did not know that.
And Sharon Stone built a panic room in her house that's so small, she doesn't even have enough room to cross her legs. Not that that's an issue for her. See? Just like you! But those are showbiz stars, and frankly, I much prefer Facebook stars, and so should you. It's a super easy way to support TMOS while you're watching us on Facebook Live. To send stars while you're watching, just click the star, it's right there, next to write a comment. Select how many stars you want to buy and give, and click send. Boom! Instant gratification. Every star puts a penny in our pocket, and that adds up.
Pennies so make the dollars.
That's right. Take care of the pennies, and the dollars take care of themselves. Ben Franklin. So please, do it now, and shoot a few stars our way. Now back to Wayne Knight in Basic Instinct on CBS's Sunday Night at the Movies. I wrote that for Mike to read. I'm sorry. We did not know he'd be ducking out early. All right. Today, the Audio Vault for Thursday, June 4th, 2020. The reason I played Maddie's cheese promo, and Maddie, I know she's listening in Buffalo.
Yes.
I have to mention this. Did you know that June 4th is National Cheese Day?
Welcome to the show.
Say cheese.
Cheese, cheese.
Cheese, please, Louise.
I love cheese.
Happy National Cheese Day.
I got nothing here but cheese.
Ooh, cheese.
You don't eat cheese?
I am lactose intolerant.
Well, sorry. Today's not your day.
Well, maybe tomorrow.
This is the cheesiest
show ever.
Everybody, here we go. Say cheese.
Cheese.
And we can go 52 That's weeks nice. Without having to hear that again. But happy National Cheese Day, everybody. Yeah, it's right. Remember yesterday we had the sound of the angry badgers fighting?
Yes.
Today I'm
terrifying.
This is we're going to counterbalance it.
Okay.
I'm going to give it something nice. These are happy cheetahs. Like,
Ooh.
You know, cheetahs,
like
little
cats. Cheetah.
Yeah, so cute. Don't they sound almost like birds?
Yeah, or velociraptors.
Something, yeah.
Wayne Knight knows about that.
Oh, on the CBS Sunday Night at the Movies?
Come here, little guy. Come here. Just want those embryos.
So those are happy cheetahs, and to balance off happy cheetahs, this is a sad Cheeto.
Most religious leaders loved it. I heard Franklin Graham thought it was great. I heard many other people think it was great. And it's only the other side that didn't like it.
He might as well be yelling down a well.
Oh,
I mean, I just can't. I don't even want to do it. I don't even want to do it. But just know that he thinks everything's okay. I'll tell you what. He's talking to the world via, I believe that was on Fox News Radio. He's talking to Fox, but he's not talking to Dr. Anthony Fauci. From what I hear, they have not actually spoken in weeks.
Oh, no.
Because it's not going well. So Fauci is just, you know, addressing everybody. Now, this is an amazing thing. They're taking a new strategy when they're trying to develop the COVID vaccine. What they're going to do is they're actually going to take a financial risk and proceed with production concurrent with testing.
Multiple strands.
Yes. So they're going to make sure that it's good by the time they release it, but they want to make sure if it's good, they have it to release. Here's what's amazing. Dr. Fauci says there could be hundreds of millions of doses ready as early as 2021.
So we're going to start manufacturing doses of the vaccines way before we even know that the vaccine works, so that by the end of the year, we hopefully would have close to 100 million doses.
Yeah.
So it isn't as if we're going to make the vaccine show it's effective and then have to wait a year to rev up to millions and millions and millions of doses. That's going to be done as we're testing the vaccine.
Mike said earlier in today's show that he came in feeling good, as opposed to yesterday when we came in feeling a little down about everything. That's another shot in the arm for me. Pardon the pun. Did not mean it. Because
it's good for the show.
Well, what it is
the way
is
Carla's rolling. Mike's going to need it.
What I'm saying is this. That's a gutsy American way to do it.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
that's pressing
race.
For it.
It's
I love
race.
It. Yeah. That's how you win. That's exactly how you win, and it makes me very, very pleased. If I had to say to you, San Dimas High School, what does it mean to you?
San Dimas High School is Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
No, I'm sorry. That is incorrect. The answer
Can't
we're looking for.
Love.
No. Bill and Ted went to San Dimas High School. And also, they've been talking all about the new Bill and Ted movie. Apparently, it was slated for release in August of this year. Obviously, that won't happen. I hope it finds its way to a streaming service or something. Because the plot is they're not going to pretend to be young. They're going to be middle-aged guys with daughters in the new Bill and Ted movie. So I look forward to it. I liked the first one. But here's what's cool. Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter got together and did a graduation message for San Dimas High School, the real San Dimas High School, where allegedly Bill and Ted went to high school.
Hi, I'm Alex Winter.
Hi, I'm Keanu Reeves.
And together we are
Wild Stallions.
And we know it's a tough time right now and that you're having to do this virtual graduation. We want to wish you the best of luck moving forward.
Yeah, congratulations to the graduating class of 2020. Well done.
San Dimas High School football does rule.
Rules!
But most importantly, we wanted to tell you to be excellent to each other.
And party on.
It's so great.
That's
there was like they put the That's full sweet. Virtual like a 25 minute yeah. videotape for everyone in San Dimas, and apparently this was a surprise to the graduating awesome. Class. So I thought that was really nice and nice of them to do it for essentially promoting a movie that may or may not come out because mm-hmm. We've been hearing about it for 5 years. All right, let's close with this. The NBA is continuing to move forward with a way to salvage the season somehow. The new plan is a little complicated.
ESPN's reporting that the NBA Board of Governors is going to vote tomorrow on a plan that would restart the season with 22 teams for 8 regular season games, a possible play-in tournament for the 8th seed, and the playoffs all taking place in Orlando, Florida at Disney World. And the champions will be whichever team doesn't get the virus.
So big win. If you don't get the virus, you win. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a good Thursday, everybody. Please be safe. That's it. That's how you win, Oscar.
I didn't see that coming. Jesus no. Christ.
And also, it's a little dark for Kimmel. He doesn't normally
yeah,
do that. That's why I liked it. That's it, folks. Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, you can always reach us. Messages for the weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with 2 B's at MikeOmaraShow.com. That's also the way you email for TMOS Talking Heads.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, I was a little surprised, didn't see it coming, that it's debuting tomorrow.
I don't know how that's going to happen.
Magic, pixie dust, and sorcery. So get those emails in, and you could be the one. Our mailing address is TMOS, Post Office Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Please send us things. And don't forget to spend some time at MikeOmaraShow.com. Thank you for listening, and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. For Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana, this is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Please make a mental note. Today's show is made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.